Okay, today is March 3rd, and I will make some comments in this audio file regarding about what my proposal is for the next website project, which I think we could get working on. Now, this will go back to what we did originally. I mean, when we did the coding for the the historical untruths thing, where, you know, we came up with the idea for the website, and then, you know, Brian implemented the coding, you know, based on what we needed there. But what's different is we have a module of coding, which I found, and which has been written by this Ralph Phillips guy who's on the web, and he makes that publicly available. Now, that's sort of the kernel of what we want to do, but I propose making a number of modifications. I've thought about that. I've thought about his presentation and then what I want to do, and it occurs to me that a number of changes are desirable. So, if you watch the video there, which I'm giving you in this email, the YouTube video, then you can see basically he has this responsive website that goes, from a wide screen to a narrow screen, and some of the elements move around, and so that's very good, and I think it's suitable because, you know, so many people now are using your tablets or your handheld devices, etc. But at the same time, they go home and maybe, or they're in the office, maybe they have a wider screen computer. So maybe it makes sense for the layout to be a little different. Now, if you go in the sites that I've given you for reference there, namely these ones on the www, the main menu is www.procon.org, and then they have many separate areas discussing the pros and cons of different issues. And like, you go in abortion, and there, you know, they have maybe 20-30 issues that are all centered on abortion, and, you know, they have immigration, and there's a bunch of issues in there, and vegetarianism, and all kind of things on their main page. But, you know, I'm not doing that, because I just have one essential topic, which is the international legal status of Taiwan and related topics. So related subtopics, so that'll be it, and we'll just use the website of tw.clarify.com/procon. Just use that as where this will finally be. Okay. So now, if you know, if this is acceptable to you, then I'll go ahead and make the final adjustments on the Microsoft Paint mock-ups I've done. And I mean, just looking at what Ralph Phillips has done there, and what you can, you know, you could download his HTML code and you can look at it on your own computer. And then you can make the screen, you know, narrower and see how that changes. But just looking at that, a few comments about what I have. I've expanded the menu listing on the left side to 10 elements. I also have some titles inserted in there. In other words, the first four menu items are in one, like, category, title of a category, and then the second two in another category. And the 7, 8, 9, 10 are in another category. And then at the, you know, the top, I have that. Let's see. Does he have? Let's see. Is Ralph have that? You know, menu across the top. I think, essentially, I've added a menu across the top. Yeah, looking at Ralph's site, he has the 8 menu items on the left, and then he has, you know, the header and stuff. I've added another menu bar across the top. Okay. And the thing is, though, for me, the menu bar across the top plus the items on the left, they're not as important as the main content, which will be the listing of the different subtopics, you know, in this whole website of the pros and cons of various, you know, Taiwanese international legal status stuff. So you see, what that means is I've moved those, when the screen goes narrower, I've moved all that stuff to the bottom, under the pro-con stuff, as opposed to, you know, Ralph has that sort of just directly under the header and stuff. But see, for me, those items are like, those menu items, whether the list of 10 on the left or the ones across the top, those are like for reference. So those aren't really the key point of the main the website. So that's, I suppose, different. Now, we don't have any pictures or graphics across the top or anything like that, as we've done in previous websites, web pages. Here we keep it fairly simple. There, I put in some colored blocks in some places, and that just means, you know, we find some graphic just to put in that area. So you can see on the ProCon site, you know, they stick in some simple graphics on the left and the right, something like that. And we're going to stay with that. Now, in the header up there, in the upper left, sort of, or the left side, I have an image of Taiwan and then an overlay of the wording of Taiwan, and then I have, on the right side, I have the website, www.twclarified.com/procon. Procon's a slightly different color, and that's actually, it's not a link. It's not a link, but it's just, you know, it's there. It's just displaying in case anyone, you know, looks at this, they'll know where they are. It's kind of a trademark, I mean, kind of thing you're putting up there in the corner. And then I have a box for a Google search. I think you can, there's some capability where you can put some Google search capability on your website, so that'd be good. You know, after we get a number of pages up, we can start working with that, but leave the space for it there. Okay, pros and cons. Like on my main page, which here I have screen 4B is in Microsoft Paint. Screen 4B is a JPG file. So I'll give you, for example, some of the subtopics I have here. For example, I have, was October 25th, 1945, Taiwan Retrocession Day. Okay, and the second one is, was the territorial sovereignty of Taiwan transferred to China at any time in the 1940s or 1950s? Okay, for number three, I have, does Taiwan meet the legal criteria to be considered independent and sovereign? Then I have a topic, should Taiwan be admitted to the United Nations? Then I have a topic, is the Taiwan question an issue left over from the Chinese Civil War of the late 1940s? Okay, and then, is the ROC flag correct flag for Taiwan? Number seven, is China a divided country? Number eight, is military conscription in Taiwan legal? Number nine, is Taiwan currently under military occupation? Number 10, is the establishment of a Ministry of National Defense in Taiwan in violation of the Common Defense Clause of the U.S. Constitution? These are a number of these topics, which I put down here. Of course, you know, I mean, this is all being built, so we'll have to build this. And then we'll look at these topics. It's, you know, possible we'll change the wording and stuff around. You know, you have to put the arguments out in a pro and a con fashion. Pro is, yes, this is true. You know, con is, no, it's not true. So we'll have to adjust that and then see how that works out in terms of putting the arguments. Maybe sometimes you have to rephrase the question. Okay, now that's one thing. And then, right. Well, screen 4A is also one version of this. So, right, we'll also look at screen 4A or screen 4B, decide, you know, which one is the best for the, but like I say, I'll give you those. And then, I have one screen which is reduced and shows how the elements are supposed to appear on there, so you can look at that. And I'm also hoping to having these social media buttons on there. It seems to me that the idea of the social media buttons is just that it goes to that site, and then it somehow, what, it inserts this web address or something in there. But I mean, it assumes basically that you're logged on. Okay, so I mean, if I push the Twitter button and I'm not currently logged onto Twitter, then, you know, it takes me to Twitter and asks me to log in, you know, like that. So I understand that. But I put down a bunch of social media buttons. I think we should definitely do that because, you know, if people can go here and say, oh, this is good, and then they can post that directly to something on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever it is, then that will get more attention. There's something called DIGG, there are all these other things. I just stuck a bunch of buttons over here. Maybe we can try to define which ones, try to determine, you know, which ones would be the most suitable to have in there, but a good number on the screen. Okay, so what I basically, in terms of individual pages for these things, what we do is we come up with a template, you know, and the template has, you know, the 10 menu items, like I said, on the left side, you know, on the widescreen version. And then on the right side, it has sort of, you know, various boxes with a title at the top, like you see on the www.procon.org site, you know, maybe a picture on the left and the right in the topmost box. And, well, some of these boxes are sort of outlined, you know, with a narrow, like, you know, dark colored line of some sort. Others have just a large bar across the top, and then the title is in there. And the whole, then there's another box there, and another box there, and then you get to the social media buttons, and then you get to the pro and con portion. So see, that's the whole thing. We decide how many of these elements we have on the right side. For example, I thought of one thing that is not on the www.procon.org site, but it's important. It's like sort of like a generic argument, which applies to this topic and also applies to many other topics as well. So we want to have a category like that. Well, category is probably not the best word, but we want to have a place, see, on the webpage of each individual subtopic, where we have that. And then also that is a box that shows on the screen, but also that could be collapsed, see, and then it just has a few lines of you know, header and bottom line and stuff, and a, you know, a thing says expand, you know, because actually, when you're talking about a narrow topic like this, the international legal status of Taiwan, I mean, you know, MacArthur said this, Eisenhower said this, Truman said this. That applies to so many things, you know. I mean, Truman said the status of Taiwan was, you know, undecided. He said that in June 27, 1950. Well, then how can you go that, you know, we had Taiwan Retrocession Day, Taiwan was returned to China on October 25th, 1945. I mean, it doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. Most people don't look at the implications of what Truman said, you know, going backwards. But, I mean, you have to. You should. Also, is the ROC flag the correct flag? Well, if the status is undetermined in 1950, I mean, how can you say that from 1945 onward, the correct flag to be flying is the ROC flag? So, whatever, there are all these kind of arguments that are kind of generic, you know. And so, I'll organize all these mock-up, you know, pages that I've done in Microsoft Paint and give you those. We'll be able to talk about this more coherently. But I'm just saying, you know, if you agree to this, then we can just go forward with this. And I'm just, you know, giving you an idea of my thoughts on all this. So that's basically what it'll be. And I think, you know, it's I mean, well within the capability of Brian to fix up the, you know, the kernel of coding, which I now have, and, you know, I'll explain, you know, what kind of changes I want to make. I mean, basically, you know, add some coloring in there. The menu I have on the top on the underside of the header, I want, if they mouse over there, it should change each, you know, it should change color and stuff. So those things. So then we can, you know, we can get going on that. So this will be my recording for today, and I'll hope to hear back to you with your comments and ideas. Okay, thank you.